Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy, Buzz. I'm joined by my dude, the returning Goose, a.k.a. Bolt Scripted, and we are here to recap the Chicago Bulls' victory over the Boston Celtics on national TV. It was a good one, 121-99. Before we do that, be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs, following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet, following Goose at Bull Scripted, and follow me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, 5-star rating and review, because that's cool and tough. Goose, what is going on? That's what I'm naming this shit. That's what the episode is going to be called today. What is going on? What a fucking win.
I see your what is going on, and I raise you a where the fuck is Felicio?
It's the farewell tour.
Shellacking the Celtics on national television is not something that I expected to come home from work to. I turned on the third quarter and we were up 20 points, and I instantly called you and apologized for having a job and having to catch up on the game. Like, dude, I know we're supposed to go live, but I want to watch this game. We're kicking some ass. It would be one thing if I came home and we were getting our ass kicked, then we would just cry together. But I wanted to see what happened, and the Bulls in the second and third quarter exploded in a good way, not the normal bad way that makes us sad. It was fun. It was like Zach and Kobe were trading off, taking threes from passes from Vooch, and it made me smile.
Yeah, it was a great game all around. Active hands on the defensive side of the ball, movement without the ball to start the game, things that I love to see. It was exactly how they started up off against the Hornets last night, transitioning into today. Second game in a row, I think, that we held our opponent under 100 points, which is pretty awesome. And
we did it with Zach and Kobe starting together. That it's almost miraculous.
Yeah. No, Zach seems to be, I'm not going to say different, but I feel like me and Salim talked about this in the last game when he joined me for the post game last night, that, you know, it just seemed like maybe Zach was watching a lot of film at home and just like understanding where Vooch is on the court, like seeing maybe things that he wouldn't typically see just watching the game on television. I don't know, but the way he played tonight was awesome. I mean, I can't speak highly enough. He did take a lot of shots. He took 24 shots, had 25, 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals. Most important thing out of his stat line tonight, but no turnovers for Zach LaVine.
That is a new trend. Obviously, 25 points on 24 shots isn't something you ever really want to see, but I don't feel like it was, at least from a visual standpoint, if you actually watched the game, that it was that poor of a game for Zach. There were a couple of shots where I was like, whoa, dude, what was that? But that's Zach's game. No turnovers from him. And what can you really expect? The guy was sick with COVID. Jason Tatum was taking inhalers before games after getting back from that kind of illness. So it's going to take Zach a little while to find himself. The fact the Bulls have defensively came to play and everybody else has picked up the slack, It's awesome. I mean, that's 2 games in a row against 2 playoff teams in the East. That's not something I don't know if we've been able to say all season. We've had 3 game win streaks this year, but I don't know that we've had back-to-back wins against playoff teams.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think so either. Now that you say it, you know, something that's fallen on the wayside tonight about like Zach and Kobe having a really great game together was Vooch having a triple double. I mean, he was damn near there in the first half, and you know, he finishes off tonight with 18, 14 boards and 10 assists along with 2 steals and a block. He did turn the ball over 4 times, but the Bulls actually did all right with the turnovers tonight, better than they've been. They only had 9 compared to the Celtics 13, but
single digit turnovers, single digit, you know, double-digit points for the opponent. You know, those are 2 stats that you can win with. You keep the turnovers down, you keep people from scoring 100 points, you're probably going to win that fucking basketball game.
Right. And you're 100% right. And I love the fact that even when Zach has been like, he came up a few times and initiated the offense, but most of the time it was, you know, coming in, getting Vooch into position, dumping the ball into the post, movement without the ball, double teams going to Vooch. Cause I mean, you got to try to stop him somehow. And then him kicking the ball out. And it was just great. And I want to get to Kobe White's stat line tonight too. You know, 25 points for Kobe. So him and Zach combined for 50. Kobe took 16 shots, 9 for 16 from the field, 7 for 12 from downtown, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block to 2 turnovers tonight. I mean, he was great.
And so is he playing in China? Is he playing in China next year? That's what Twitter told me.
Oh, well, no, Twitter was wrong. And this is something that Salim and I had talked about yesterday too. Yeah, we talked about that too. It's not that Kobe can't be the guy. It's not that he isn't the guy, but I mean, this, you know, no overreactions coming out of me right now. He needs to do this on a consistent basis. He was good with Zach being out, but the efficiency scoring the rock is very important as well with him. And he did all that tonight. We can go on about how he should do this or how he should do that. But at the end of the day, and the end of this game,
the end of the day, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, and Nikola Vucevic starting together are unfucking defeated. All right. And it was two playoff teams. So he's not going to China.
Finals are bust, baby. Finals are bust.
Finals are bust.
You know, it's funny, man, because, you know, the last time you and I were on together, we're talking about going the other way, right? You know, and that's fine.
Oh, no, I'm still talking about going the other way.
Well, I'm still talking about it. I'm still talking about it, too. But the Bulls are three out with five games left. Of the 10th seed. And, you know, I like watching winning basketball like that against a good team, you know? And like, that's like where you have these inner battles within yourself. Like, I know what the better spot is for the team, and that's trying to land in the top four 100%. But I like to watch them play good basketball with the talent that's here. And I do believe there's a good amount of talent here. It's just, you know, you get to these points where you get in your head about things, but goddamn, you can't help but smile knowing the fact that tonight those three played well together. Daniel Theis, even though he struggled from the floor, he played his role. He did what he had to do. Everybody off of the bench scored except Felicio. It's bullshit. There's a conspiracy against him.
Let's play the other side of the coin. We've got enough poo-pooing in the last few shows that we've had together. I just pulled up the Pacers schedule. Assuming that these teams actually play their, legitimate players and not the back end of their bench, the Wizards and the Pacers play tomorrow. So we're getting a half game on somebody tomorrow.
Right.
That's guaranteed. After that, the Pacers have the Cavaliers, the 76ers, the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Raptors. Lakers are trying to get some continuity together. They're probably not resting. I don't know. I guess I could be smart and click on the fucking standings and tell you real quick if they're actually playing for anything in terms of seeding. And they are. They're one game back from the Mavericks for the fifth seed. And they're also technically tied with the Blazers. One of them will be in the play. So the Lakers have a lot to play for. The Pacers are a team that are kind of blowing up inside, outside, everywhere around their franchise. Maybe that's the team that falls out and probably wants to fall out. If it was up to them, they'd probably say, yeah, we'll switch with you. That's not how it works, but that opportunity might be there. But the Bulls got to, like, win out.
Well, right. And again, like, that's where I'm not getting too far ahead of myself, Goose, is because I've been hurt before. I just, it's just like I said, you know, you either sound like an idiot or you sound like a guy that just wants to see the team perform well. And I'm at a point where I told Salim yesterday on the show, I was just like, dude, like, I want to watch him perform well with Zach being back. Like, I do. I just want to see it. And of course, that's going to be a fucking cliffhanger until the offseason, whatever moves they decide to make there, or if they don't make a ton of moves and it's just, you know, hey, we're gonna give it a shot with everybody healthy and being gelled playing together, whatever the case it may be. But tonight was, and yesterday was, super refreshing to see these guys learn and how to play together. Offense running through Vooch on a lot of possessions, offense running through Zach on a lot of possessions, you know, getting Kobe off ball, getting him in his sweet spot of pulling up for three on the catch and shoot. I mean, there's just so many things that they're playing with a higher basketball IQ that make it more aesthetically pleasing to watch. And it's just, you know, I'll take that all fucking day, because I've dealt with enough terrible losses and terrible games being played this season where it's like, this is something that, yeah, you know what, dude? Yeah, it sucks that, you know, we want to kind of lose out to get that pick, but goddamn, I'll take this shit all day long. And the play was just fantastic. Anytime after the first quarter, Bulls outscore them 30-28 in the first. Anytime after that, the Celtics started to make a little run. I've been saying this a lot on the show lately, whether it's against the Bulls or for the Bulls, they just put their foot on the gas a little bit and they would just kind of take off. I mean, tonight, Jason Tatum played a terrible game against the Bulls. Three for 15, 9 points.
That's two games for him in a row that he's been terrible. Terrible against us.
Yeah, absolutely. The ones that really killed us was Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier in the first quarter. He was like 4 for 4. He ends the game 7 for 11.
Talk French to me.
Vu 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 chez Ali Wash Squaw. Is that so? I believe Christine Aguilera said that.
The way the Fournier came out, man. Woo! Woo!
Look at, what do you think, man? I'm a fucking kid from the South Side. I don't have any good accents.
It was good.
Oh, thanks.
Too good. It was too good. That was the problem.
Maybe it was the cooking shows I watch. I'm not 100% sure, man. That's how I brush up on my languages as I watch shows.
I'm there with you. Obviously, I'm busting your balls right now, but I'm there with you. I wouldn't be a fan if I didn't enjoy seeing this. And I did make a comparison on Twitter the other day to the Bubble Suns. They didn't get anything but self-pride out of their run in the bubble. They went undefeated, and they didn't get a chance to be in the play-in. That's the way the cookie crumbled for them, but look at what they built that by adding Chris Paul, and we won't get to add a Chris Paul, but we did already add a Vucevic. So making this run, even if it is just prideful, because as much as it's the logical take and the right approach to value that 5% over meaningless wins – the Bulls need this, and the players aren't going to quit. Billy's not going to quit, and Acme didn't come here to quit.
Right, and that's why I wanted to talk about that so much is because, like I said, you know, you have a lot of takes on Twitter and a lot I agree with. You know, like our boy Matt Peck, who's been on the show before, you know, he's like, oh, my God, please, just play well, lose, whatever. I don't care, you know, get it. And I totally understand his point 100%. It's just like coming on here and saying that over and over again – even when they play well, just seems like so counterproductive because it's like, damn, I just, like I said, I love to watch them kick ass. I love to see them doing what they're doing. I love to see Zach doing what he's doing. I know he can be a little bit more efficient, but my God, he's played well. And Thad Young.
Zach's trying to prove his worth for a max contract. I don't know if he's going to end up being eligible for a super max contract, but that was a potential possibility at one point. He's got something to prove. Vooch wants to prove that he was worth being traded for. Patrick Williams has to prove that he's worthy of a number 4 pick. Kobe White has to prove that he's not going to fucking China. Like, these guys aren't going to quit. And as fans, we just have to understand that and appreciate it because we do want these guys to succeed for us. Anybody who puts on that jersey, we want them to succeed. So as much as, yeah, these hurt because if we don't make the play-in, it is going to be pointless for us as fans, but it won't be pointless for the players who went on that run and maybe playing together next year and get to build on that.
Right. And I totally agree with that. You know, even Lauri Markkanen tonight, he only played 14 minutes. He went 1 for 5 from the field, 1 for 3 from downtown, but he did have 8 points and 2 boards. He was playing aggressive, trying to, you know, move without the ball, getting to his spot, getting into the paint, noticing his shot wasn't falling, drawing fouls. Like, I like that shit, dude. I mean, it's just things that I see that I like. And he probably will not be here next year. But just speaking on the fact that I think that he's just been, you know, mediocre all year. And just to see him in the last two games kind of be aggressive a little bit and try to do his thing. I like watching that kind of basketball. Because offensively, you know, even though we score 121, we only went 43 for 99 from the field tonight. And that's good for 43%. Not that great. You know, we held the Celtics to 40%, and 28% from downtown. The Bulls went 45% from downtown, but the Bulls hit all of their, like, not all of their free throws, but most of their free throws tonight. You know, the Bulls go 17 for 18 for 94% from the free throw line, 52 boards to the 47 for the Celtics, 26 assists. I mean, this team cannot get under 20 assists. I swear to God, they've been moving the ball real well. You know, points in the paint for the Bulls, 34 tonight to the 34 to the 44 for the Celtics, you know, and their largest lead was 22. I mean, everything around from the team stats to the box score, I'm pretty happy with their performance, and especially coming and doing it off the second night of a back-to-back against a playoff team, like you pointed out, doing it against two playoff teams in a row.
You shellacked the Boston Celtics on a back-to-back on national television.
Right.
You were supposed to get mopped tonight if you're the Chicago Bulls. You were supposed to have your ass kicked, and you showed up, and you put the whooping on them. So that is a good feeling. Maybe we can continue to celebrate that feeling. We'll see. We've covered both sides of the coin, but we know they're not going to quit, and all we can do is enjoy the games. And for two guys that have to watch the game no matter what to talk about it once it's over, I would much rather watch what we got to see today than what we got to see towards the back half of not having Zach, where the team just looked deflated and they realized that they were outmatched. That initial next man up mentality kind of faded.
Right. You know, I agree with you there. I mean, I'll take it. No doubt about it. You know, next game coming up is going to be up against the Detroit Pistons, and the Detroit Pistons are not very good. They're 20-47. Bulls are 28-39. This is going to be played at Detroit at 7 p.m. on Sunday. That'll be the next
game. We're going to get 30 fucking wins. It's going to happen. In a shortened season, we're going to break 30 wins. Wow. Things are really looking up, man.
Stop. People can't tell your sarcasm or be like, what an idiot. You know?
That is the blessing of the curse of this voice, is nobody knows when I'm being serious or if I'm joking. So it's just like Twitter.
I'm glad that I've gotten to know you over the last 3 years where I could tell now, you know, but it, you know, I can't hope for anything else, man, that they just come out and they do what they did again. I just want to see them play basketball. I want to see them play good basketball. I want to see that ball movement. I want to see the movement without the ball. I want to see the active hands on defense. I want to see the crashing the boards. What you got tonight is what I want to see moving forward. And no matter if that brings us away from the fourth pick, which is what we're hoping for, even though that's not guaranteed by any means necessary, as we knew, it's like a 31% chance or something like that. You know, that's what I want to see. And against a team like Detroit, who's been struggling, I don't see why that's, you know, obviously, you know, we always say that the Bulls.
Did you watch the national broadcast?
Yeah, there was no Comcast.
Oh, there wasn't? So there wasn't an option? It was blacked out for NBCS?
Yeah, it was a non-NBCS, and I don't think it was on NBC Plus either. They got the socks on right now.
No option for Stacey and Adam. So then you heard Van Gundy trying to kill us for playing Tyson Vooch at the same time?
No, because I didn't listen to Van Gundy. I had the Sox broadcast going. I don't listen to Van Gundy. I can't stand it.
To start the game, he tried killing us. He said, well, Chicago plays two centers, and Patrick Williams is a power forward, so I pretty much don't know what the fuck they're doing. And it was like, well, you just told on yourself and said that you haven't been watching Tyson Vooch play together because it's worked. So I found that kind of funny.
Van Gundy hates the Bulls. He always has.
Oh, of course.
You know, I mean, it's just, that's why, like, I hate the national TV broadcasts. And, you know, like, we should talk about this too. The Adam Amin hate on Twitter. Like, have you seen some of that shit?
No, you're going to have to break that down for me, because I was like catching like snippets that were coming across my timeline of like, well, how do you da 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 da. And like, I can understand some fans that want more of a traditional broadcast if, you know, it's not your thing. But to have any, like, personal or any attacks on Adam Amin is very odd to me, because he's done a fantastic job in his first year.
Yeah, I thought he's been great. I mean, I love Neil Funk. As you know, I was a Funk guy. I loved Neil Funk. I always have.
You like getting funky.
Yeah, I like getting funky. And, you know, there were some people attacking Adam Amin, and I was just like, why? So, like, I had just put something out, like, nothing attacking the person that was saying that he sucked and was, like, tagging him and shit on Twitter. Nothing against this guy. And, you know, I think that Adam's done a great job, and it's been a pleasure listening to him and Stacey all year. I think they've been fantastic together. Like, I really enjoy Adam, and I hope he sticks around. I hope this is a good duo moving forward that'll be here for years to come. And the guy goes, that's because you're an alcoholic and you find anything entertaining. And I'm like, that was an overreaction. Like,
holy shit, dude.
Yeah. And I'm like,
damn, you went for the kill shot.
Yeah, he went for the fucking kill shot right off the bat. And I'm like, holy shit, man. I'm like, why don't you calm the fuck down a little bit?
You're an alcoholic. Yeah. And you like everything. You just drink beer through it all.
Right. I mean, I'm not even drinking a beer right now. I was so scared he was going to tune in. I have a carbonated water tonight. I mean, you know, it's because I ran out of Miller Lite, to be honest with you, and I don't feel like breaking out any more whiskey. I had enough. So, you know, but I'm like, geez. Yeah, crack them, baby. Crack them. You know, but I was just like, geez, he came for the kill shot right away. So if he does hear this, you're a little bitch. Like, what the hell? Like,
no, you know, I mean, to take it that far, and I mean, even when people do it over, that's less serious than a sports take in general. Because no, Adam has been insightful and you know, plays very well with Stacey as a duo there.
I love the fun they have together. They laugh, they just have a great time, and I feel like it's just listening to two buddies just kind of like we are. I mean, they're, you know, obviously this is their profession, they're probably light years ahead of us, but I'm not probably, definitely. But, like, they're just so entertaining to listen to together. And I think that, you know, Adam knows the game of basketball. He defers to Stacey on things that he might not pick up. You know, like Stacey talking about plays on the defense, when you should rotate, when you shouldn't, you know, help defense, stuff like that. I just think it's super important.
We're not going to touch that one, because I think that's actually a lot of people's gripe with the broadcast at times, is that to this point of the season, of the Bulls playing this defense all year, Stacey still doesn't understand what drop coverage is. He still talks about what you should do from a 90s basketball standpoint. And I think that's where people's criticism comes in. But that has absolutely nothing to do with Adam Amin. You know?
Well, that 90s defense won championships. That's all Stacey needs to say.
It did, but it's just not the responsibility of this defense.
Right.
So while I completely agree with him while he's saying it, because while you're watching, like, what the look, are you doing? Step up. Take 2 steps forward. He's shooting the basketball. Try to block that shit. And they just stand there. But it's literally what they're supposed to do. So it's like,
yeah, you know. But I still love what he does. I like.
Well, no, but for somebody to come at you for talking about Adam Amin, is that the extent of it? Is there, like, legitimately widespread hate of
There was quite a few Twitter accounts that were joining in on the fun, but they were all like, you know, Bob 555-644-321, you know, bullshit like that. It was like, so guy that
came for your head. It was just on 10.
Yeah, it was like, I can't remember what the fuck his name is, but, like, you know, the On Tap boys jumped in there and started kind of going at him, and he's like calling people a virgin and shit. And I'm just like, oh my God, dude. Like, it, you know, you get these things, like, I live on Twitter. That's my social media platform of choice. I don't really do Instagram, as you know, my wife does, and she's really good at it, like 38, 39K or whatever she's got on there. And, you know, Facebook.
Just look around Buzz's house.
Yeah, right.
His wife is great at Instagram.
Right. You know, and then you got fucking, you know, like Facebook, which is just kind of like a family thing. And I very rarely log into there. So, like, I know what I'm walking into on Twitter, that you're going to get some dudes behind avatars or whatever the fuck you call them, profile pictures, whatever it is. Is that what it's called?
Your avatar. I mean, yeah, your Abby, your avatar.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not hip like the kids. Like, I just learned the other day that when people say facts, it means you're right. So, like, you know, yeah. So, like, I was talking to my brother, and I was just like, oh man, like, yeah, the Bulls play, you know, Zach's back. I'm hoping they can get a win, you know, hopefully they play well. And he's like, yeah, facts. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Facts, what fact? And he was just like, no, facts are going to do good. And I'm like, huh? Like, I'm 29. Am I that far out?
Yeah, you are. I mean, okay. I'm 27, and in facts has been well known.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was gonna say because I just got on the board of the 100. You know, yeah, that shit's 100. You know, like 100.
Really?
Yeah, I just got on with that. So I'm behind in times, I guess, man. I don't really know, but you know, I digress. You know, but like you know, you have these people that come on, you know, come at you on Twitter. It's like whatever. I don't really give a fuck. But the alcoholic thing, I was just like Jesus H, man. Like, okay, well. We won, so you can't fucking rain on my parade, you know, but it is.
I'm just going to go have a beer.
Yeah, I was going to go drink another beer. Give you a golden shower, dick.
All over a sports kit.
Yeah, well, yep. It is what it is. But so getting back to Detroit after we went kind of off the rails there, they're on the they're going to be on a back to back when they play us. So they're playing in Philly on Saturday, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And then they'll play us in Detroit. So they got a travel day and they're playing the best team in the Eastern Conference, you know, tomorrow. So, hope you know, Detroit will be a little banged up, I'd assume. Not banged up, but tired. So hopefully the Bulls can take advantage
banged
of that.
Banged up and bad?
Yeah, well, there we go. Did you see Embiid tonight?
No, I did not.
Dude was balling, like, straight up, just balling.
He's trying to make up for those missed games.
Yeah, it's a damn shame that he got hurt like he did. You know, I thought that maybe he'd be the MVP, but missing those 19 games really hurt him. But, I mean, he had a great game tonight, dude. 37 points, 13 boards, 3 assists, 11 for 20 from the field. Hit all 12 of his free throws. That dude's just a machine. So hopefully he beats the shit out of the Pistons tomorrow. So when we get him, it's nothing but scraps and the Bulls can, you know, kick their ass.
There's nothing but scraps. I mean, there's some good young talent. I don't want to take too much away from Detroit. Bay and Hayes and what's his name? They're big man. I know his name's Isaac's in there. I'm drawing a blank on the last name. But they've got three really good rookies this year. And obviously they're building for the future. So it's a must-win game. And it's also a game that if you lose, we're going to be back to crying and questioning the legitimacy of the last two basketball games that we watched because it's just not a team that you should lose to. They are the worst team in the league. They're 15th in the East right now. So cannot lose that game. We need to get our fourth three-game win streak of the season and stay in the happy thoughts place.
Absolutely. I like happy thoughts. Happy thoughts are cool and tough. So I take that shit all day long. I didn't really have anything else, man. I think this was fun. You know, talk a little bit about a Bulls win. Talk a little bit about me being an alcoholic, according to J542375 or whatever. And, you know, talking about Stacey and Adam. It was good shit. I had a fun time. You got anything else?
No, I mean, I'm just taking a quick glance at the Wizards schedule. And it doesn't look like they got it very easy either.
Who do
they got? The Hawks twice, Hornets and the Cavs. So obviously the last two games are a little questionable there, but you got to think the Hornets are looking to get some continuity back with LaMelo before entering the playoffs or a play-in situation. And obviously the Hawks want to keep riding hot into the playoffs too. So we shall see. We might have a chance, but it comes down to the Bulls doing what they have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everybody, be sure you're going on ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at ontapsportsnet. Following Goose at Bulls Scripted, me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. Give us a 5-star rating and review because that's cool and tough. I'm sorry I'm smiling like this. But, of course, our $54 million closer comes on, and he's got two on base with one out. We're up 3-0, and I'm shaking in my boots right now. We'll be back Sunday after. The Bulls beat the crap out of the Pistons. Let's go, Bulls.